Tom Jenkins, really showed in 1994, they published it in 94, tremendous study that cow efficiency is a relationship between cow size and feed environment. And in high feed environments, and I always think of Iowa, or Illinois, or Indiana, Ron, high feed environments, large cows are very efficient. And in eastern Colorado, small cows are very efficient. But there isn't one recipe for efficiency across all geography. That is not correct. And we really need to stop that. And we need to stop the anti-heterosis stuff. And there isn't any within-breed heterosis. There's lots of stuff that's being advocated right now by a lot of people that just doesn't hold up to science. And I would encourage you to inquire as much as some people are advocating. This is not true that all small cows are more efficient than big cows. The last one on proven tactics that I have is excellent financial management. And so it needs to start with a chart of accounts. And Stan and his team have done a tremendous job at creating and Damona Doyle at Oklahoma State. I mean, there's great people working to have charts of accounts that really get you started in managerial accounting. It's not, for me, physics and chemistry are always really hard. And for me, this is really easy compared to inorganic chemistry, Stan. This really makes sense. It's real intuitive, and it's very powerful. And then having accurate standardized production records. So if you're going to marry them up and calculate break-evens, you have to keep accurate production records. Stan told you where to go for SPA guidelines. They're on the NCBA website. They're on our website, King Ranch Institute website. And they're not, SPA is not a computer program, is it? It's a set of definitions. It's a set of calculations, and they're really very simple.
SPA is not a software. All it is a set of standard equations.
Yep.
That's all it is.
So, our little summary. Our concerns, and the way we approach this in that regional thing, is that operations that have high levels of labor require lots of fossil fuel, lots of harvested feed with in turn a high fertilizer bill that require a lot of purchase feed, that have a transportation disadvantage or require a lot of equipment will certainly be at risk, especially if they don't change. It's not your grandpa's cattle business anymore. And what we're recommending is that you work towards production systems that lower your levels of investment, and there's multiple ways of doing that. That's something you control, that you don't push your production system beyond a reasonable point of diminishing returns, that you keep it in tune with the environment that you live in. So if Region 5 of Texas has a preg rate of 93, then setting a goal for 98 is, I'll tell you, it's too expensive to achieve.
Absolutely.
And the same way in the Northern Plains. If you've got a preg rate that's 93, 94, increasing those preg rates, other than with something with crossbreeding that doesn't cost you a lot, is very, very expensive to achieve. Excellent marketing. This is the time for risk management. It doesn't have to be on the Board of Trade or the Merck. It can also be on pasture insurance and
LRP for
LRPs, and then controlling costs. And there's a tremendous range of costs of production. Now the averages are almost, kind of mesmerize you. There's a big range, and we didn't put all the standard deviations up there, but there's a big range in any of the data sets who
sure.
collect the data. And that got to Steve Swigert's point, Steve, that people find a way to lower costs, maintain production, do it with lower investment, and they market their cattle really well. So let's discuss this.
5 minutes? Maybe eight. We got 8 minutes, he says. So
then we'll go for lunch.
Any questions or comments? Go.
Do you have any forage crop
But Stan,
the question is, he didn't see any pasture cost, and the pasture costs are built into several things. First off, it's the rents. Okay. Now, if I'm having to rent the pasture, that shows up in the rent cost. If I own the pasture, then where is that showing up? It's showing up in my property taxes and any fixed assets, like anything I'm trying to do to cross fence, improve water, those become pasture costs. Okay?
And, Bill, these are a return to land. Okay? This is a return to land. So if you own your land, that profit is what you pay. You've already paid interest, but you have to either service the note with, or it's profit. It's profit. This is a return to land. That's a huge point.
The problem with the pasture costs from the straw data, it's there. It's the first question is, do you own the pasture or do you lease the pasture? If you lease the pasture, then it's very simple. It's the rent cost and anything in terms of capital. Oh, I didn't show you the pasture cost. I can tell you it's close to $80. Well, don't get hung up on the data. Okay,
yeah.
Get hung up on the data.
The point is, the pasture costs, rental costs are soaring. And what are they in Nebraska, John?
$1.25 a day
to summer cattle. I mean, the pasture costs are soaring, Bill, and that's one reason why the rearview mirror is a little dangerous. And one that's to my comment that. Yeah.
It is for some people.
It is for some people.
Exactly right. That's right. His comment was that's $400 for some people, and that's exactly right. Yeah.
Anybody else? There's a microphone in the center.
Don't get on that data, because that's actual numbers for herds. Okay?
Yeah. The question is, do you use opportunity costs and?
No.
You do not.
Do not. Because when you do an accounting system and you come up with that number of $640 to begin a replacement heifer with, that's actual accumulated cost. Now, I don't have any problem with somebody saying, well, Stan, but tell me, should I sell her? I can get more for her right now if I sell her. That is something that's handled outside of this analysis. That analysis needs to be done, but it's outside of this analysis, okay? And that's where the opportunity cost would come in.
In managerial accounting, you have to be able to trace every transaction that you take to the general ledger, and that's why you can't use opportunity costs. This is actual cost of production. It's the way a feedlot would figure cost of production. It's the way Ford Motor Company figures the cost of production. Ford Motor Company doesn't constantly reevaluate the value of steel as they build a car. They buy a pound of steel and a ton of steel and they price it into their car.
I have a question back here.
Jerry, I know you said this, but I missed it. The long-term debt interest is not.
No, I'm sorry. Interest is factored in here.
Yes.
The payment itself comes out of profit. This is.
Yes, that's correct. That is any type of interest that is being paid by that herd.
Interest on.
And it can be operating interest, mortgage interest,
that's
land
right.
interest. It can be any interest. Okay.
The question was, what's in that interest figure in Stan's paper? And it's any type of interest on. It could be on a credit card note.
It could be a credit card note interest. Okay. There was another.
The difference between one and two and five.
Uh-huh. Okay, the question was on the different regions between 5 and 1 and 2, were there any differences in breed type? Yes, there was. As you would expect, 1 and 2 tended to be more F1, Brahma, Hereford type, Tiger Stripe females, whereas you get over into region 5 and it tends to be more English Continental type cow.
I didn't seem to notice the
could be.
I would have to look at that data to answer that question.
That question was on some details in that data, and that's a great question. We don't probably know the answer.
Yeah, I would have to look at that a little closer. I don't know the answer to that one right there.
The interest of property taxes is being paid by the cow. If I own the cow,
I'm not exactly following the question there.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, what would happen in that instance, and not necessarily if you sold the land, but, and I don't know if this is going to answer your question or not, but when we look at the value of the land, particularly from a balance sheet standpoint, we first do everything at cost, but then we also do a market side. I didn't show you rate of return on assets, but anytime we do this, we do a rate of return on asset at cost, and then we also do one at market that takes into account not an opportunity cost, but land that has appreciated over time. Okay. So the cows are getting that. No, it's in the total investment per female, which I didn't show you, but it's at cost. It's running about $2,500. Per female,
lunches.
Market for this date, it's running about $4,500 per female.
Thank you for coming. Lunches at C1 through 4, Bridget says, so appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Beverly?
Beverly from Land.
This has been a production of Angus Productions Incorporated.